Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this precious word and this beautiful picture we're getting here of Mary, the young person that was chosen to be the Lord's mother. And I just thank you, as I was reading it yesterday, I just perceived that you withhold nothing from those who walk uprightly with you. And thank you for how she even could see what was happening at that time and get told by the angel that what was Elizabeth, her aunt, or was also had a child that would open the way. No one greater among men than John, and he would be the last before the new creation would come in through Jesus. So thank you for your encouragement and your enlightenment with us at all times. As we look to your word, we get encouraged. And it straight away reminded me as well that, I mean, you never picked any arrogant person walking in sin and darkness in the ages past as you were revealing your goodness to this earth. The time of Moses, you took Moses and you lifted him up and his children as opposed to those that were in darkness. And the time of the Midianites, the vast army of evil people come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy like the devil. You raised up Gideon and his people. And so I thank you, even in the time that you came, Jesus, you raised up disciples and you looked to servant heart. You led them to that place. Yes, they were all in darkness before that. And then there came a time when you said to them, I no longer call you servants. I call you my friends, because what I've revealed to you, you have taken hold of. So thank you, Lord, that we can all just take hold of your goodness and know that that is what you predestined us to have. You made us for a time such as this, and we need to draw close to wake up and experience this goodness. Just as Mary carried beauty and brought beauty into this world that changed everything in heaven and is now busy changing everything on earth. I thank you, Jesus, you fill heaven, and I thank you, you've been raised up now to fill the earth. I think of that scripture in Ephesians chapter 4. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 1, verse 34 to 38. Mary said, but how could this happen? I'm still a virgin. And Gabriel answered, the Spirit of holiness will fall upon you, and Almighty God will spread his shadow of power over you in a cloud of glory. This is why the child born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your aged aunt Elizabeth has also become pregnant with a son. The barren one is now in his 6th month. Not one promise from God is empty of power. Nothing is impossible with God. Then Mary responded, saying, yes, I will be a mother for the Lord. As his servant, I accept whatever he has for me. May everything you have told me come to pass. And the angel left her.
Hallelujah. As a servant of goodness, as a servant of the Lord. And she said, let it be according to your will. So it's so important we always just stay in an attitude of gratitude, of servanthood and humbleness, as we spoke about yesterday. And then just all the time it was so appreciated here by the Godhead that she said, let it be according to your will. And that's the heart cry of our hearts. We want God's will. The scriptures here that came to mind here was, it's about when I read here about Mary that came to me and that she withheld nothing from the righteous. And I looked it up and it's in Psalm 84. And it talks about the person whose heart is set on pilgrimage. And therefore they see their God in Zion. And we saw yesterday, Zion is a kingdom. And that's what we want. We not only love and appreciate that we've been saved, but we appreciate we've been saved to enter the kingdom and see the kingdom. And in seeing the kingdom, we see the Lord, who is the Lord of the kingdom, that he's extending the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. So this is a goodness when we draw close to the word. And we appreciate the word. So many people have been robbed because they've got these wonderful ideas of stories has been put across to them and they're not holding fast to what the word says. I go to the word this morning again in Ephesians, where he says he's been raised up to fill all things. This is Jesus, and that's why he raised up the first disciples that became apostles, and he's given us apostles, and then you've got the other mercy gifts. Why? To bring us to the unity of the faith. What's the unity of the faith? To mature men and women, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. And then in that chapter, he still goes on. Now, don't let yourself be distracted by deception. Hold on to the pure spiritual milk. Remember John 14. Judas says, why would you reveal yourself to us and not to the world? He says, because you love my word. So love his word, guys. Embrace his word on a daily basis. Meditate on it as you go into the day. And so as also to know you're not tested beyond what you can handle. The challenges you get in the day will always be to try steal your faith. So hold on to your faith, and then you will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100. And in that Ephesians chapter 4, it will also go on to say in that there. And as we look to this head, we all grow and we become everything God made us to be. Be blessed, arise and shine. The goodness of God has come 2,000 years ago, and now it is relevant and ready for us to bear fruits. Creation is waiting for the sons of God. So arise and shine. Wake up and take hold of the goodness of the Lord. David said, if the goodness of the Lord was not for the land of the living, we would have despaired and had no hope. Thank you, Lord. We've got abundant hope because we've got a Lord that is bringing heaven to earth, and we have got a part to play in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.